Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Arlen. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Frien. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Frien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. Lowenstein moves to second. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lowenstein moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Sutherland moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado fields it and throws to home to get Sutherland. Kaline moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado strikes out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman fires to first and picks off Lowenstein. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sutherland moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. Frien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spikes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Frien scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Tom Buskey now pitching. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buskey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Ray now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Crosby now playing third base. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-3 in the game. Frien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freehan moves to third. Nettles moves to second. Gates Brown pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Freehan scores. Nettles moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. John Knox pinch hits for Jerry Moses. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buskey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Gene Lamont now catching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nettles. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lamont. McCraw scores. Crosby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freehan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duncan for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvarado strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 4 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Torres. Sutherland reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sutherland moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Buskey fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Buskey. Sutherland scores. Ogilvie scores. Freehan moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Freehan scores. Nettles moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.